Hey everybody, welcome into Vikings Connected. It's the show where we get connected with you. I'm your co-host, Erin Newberg, alongside Ben Lieber. Keep those tweets, Facebook posts, Instagram, keep it coming using hashtag Vikings Connected.
And like every week, we have Cordero Patterson. He's going to take us around on his off day and see what he's up to. Plus, this week we asked you guys to show us your man caves. I guess man cave is probably the proper term.
That's
because
right.
We've had some little
man or woman.
Man or woman
yes.
caves. So we're going to check those out. So let's get connected. So it's man cave picture time, so let's check it out.
Yeah, we got some really good tweets. We got some really great pictures. This is from Webb. He says, here's my man cave in Iowa. Love a good fan from Iowa. I also have three more rooms of Viking theme.
So check it out.
Look at that.
That could be the most memorabilia I think I've ever seen. So is this where a fan becomes fanatic?
Maybe.
I know that's what it's short for, but there's like another level of
this is true, real fan. Yeah, this is a true, real fan. Okay, the next one is from Jeff.
He has a pretty impressive spread, too.
Very nice as well. He added the lights, which I think is a great design element.
And I think this over here is actually a Pro Bowl Jared Allen jersey.
Wow.
So, wow. He really...
Maybe. Hey, heading to Hawaii, or not this year in Arizona, heading anywhere warm weather at
yes.
the end of
yeah,
the
just
season.
Get away in February.
Okay, so the next one's from Stephanie, from a girl. Maybe this is the woman cave. Our favorite spot in the house to watch football. School. Right?
He's not doing any watching.
It's every house in America.
But check this out. I would do the same thing.
Know.
It's too comfortable.
Stephanie, I love that you sent this in. I mean, busted. This is every guy, Sunday afternoon. More seats than you could possibly need. A blanket, a dark room.
Please tell me they cleaned up the food that must have been eaten.
Oh,
right?
I'm sure. Okay, this is from Christopher, Vikings Man Cave. Look at it all. All the fat heads, the decals. I mean, it's insane, all of this stuff.
So I want to point something out here.
Yeah,
so he has a TV here. It kind
yes.
of looks like a karaoke machine.
Okay.
Obviously the big TV. But over to the right, he actually has like dumbbells. Doing curls for the girls as he's watching the Vikings game.
He's working on his
yeah.
fitness during the Vikings game. All right, the next one is from Mike. Oh, and this is my favorite one. He's coming in from South Dakota. Purple and gold walls, licensed couches, carpet, and a big HD TV. Look at this.
Look at the purple. By the way, South Dakota, keep it coming.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, a lot of pride.
I think we should film from this basement one day, or from this room. Look at that man cave.
You couldn't wear that, though.
No, I would just leave right and be like, where is Aaron? My head would just pop up randomly. They have purple couches, licensed. They have the field as a carpet in the center. I mean, it's amazing. Every single solitary thing is Vikings.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you, guys. That is the man cave / fan cave. And we loved all your posts and pictures, so keep it coming.
Well, not only do we have great social media interaction, but we also have amazing stuff on Vikings.com. Right now, you can go watch a live feed of the construction site, and you can also take a tour of the stadium.
Well, it's Golden Nacho time, and this week's theme is all about, in case you missed it, NFL news throughout the whole week. The biggest news, and our first nominee, our biggest news of the week is Peyton Manning breaks Brett Favre's touchdown record of 508. He actually threw for 510. And to honor him and talk about it, the major news station in Seattle, yep. KOMO in Seattle, puts up a picture of longtime Seattle Supersonics, Gary Payton, who is a basketball player. He is a Hall of Fame player, but he's not a football player. So they go to honor Peyton Manning in this huge award, and they put up Gary Payton. So congratulations, Gary Payton. You are now in the NFL record books.
I can't stop laughing about it because think of the poor person who was like,
oh, that poor soul.
Peyton, okay. Oh, Gary Payton, let's throw
Gary
him
Payton. And if you can see the hologram in the back, it's actually a basketball as well.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So they put in the logo of the Broncos on Gary Payton's face. And a basketball, and
hey, I'm sure he appreciated the congratulations.
So there you go, KOMO, your first nominee for the Golden Nacho.
Still to come here on Vikings Connected, Cordero Patterson makes his weekly appearance.
Vikings football on KFAN.
Plus Ben breaks down this week's game in Tampa Bay. But next, Paul Charchian is here to talk a little fantasy football.
Vikings Connected is presented by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the Minnesota Vikings.